Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of August 2016, and this is the 416th Mole Out Loud podcast. And I seem to have rather a dry voice today, so I shall do a Michael Knobbs and have a sip of tea before I get going. And that is much better. And sometimes I find I haven't actually spoken to anyone during most of the day, and so my voice takes me by surprise when I start doing the podcast. It's very, very blowy out there. I've just been to the post office and to get some cat food and some Epsom salts, the two essentials in my life at the moment. And I was almost blown over coming round the corner. It's been quite odd because it's been relatively still these last few days. The wind comes as a bit of a shock. Although, you know, we have great stretches where it's windy all the time, but it hasn't been. And I just looked on the meteorological web page and it said the gusts were 80 kilometres. So it was gusty. I wasn't just really imagining it. Today has been a bit of a catch-up day after the days of trying to get these letters finished, I should say, not just trying to. So I've been gently doing the washing up and attending to a few things that needed attending to. And one of the nice things about today has been spending some time responding to members of my Hexa online writing group. Because we've known each other for quite a while and we're really friends, the emails are certainly no longer about accountability, which is what they began as. You know, I've done 3,000 words this week, or I've done 2 words this week, or I've only erased 400 words this week. And so there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing with lots of things. We've just become quite interwoven. Our lives have become interwoven. But this does mean that I find them quite difficult to respond to. It's an online Google group, and so the messages come through by email. And I find that I don't know how other people quite do it, but I find that I need to get a notepad and paper and go through them all and work out what I want to say, and then come back and say it, which is, it takes quite a long time. And some weeks I find that I just don't get round to it, even though I'd really love to. And if I don't do it, if I don't look at them all, I feel as if I've somehow cheated the others of response. But of course, no response is even worse. So today it was really lovely to take the time to do that. And it really made me wonder how we might have been able to manage a group like this before the internet. In theory, we could have done it by letter. In the letters that I've just been looking at, the letters from Vienna to Australia and to England, at one point, when the family was scattered in three countries, they bought typewriters so that they could send carbon copies to the others. And so I imagine one could run a snail mail writing group like that, that you would write up your thing and send carbons to each, or copies to each of the members. It would be really interesting to see how that would work. You would miss the kind of the short responses that emails give you, and the immediacy of an email, But it would be much easier to give kind of really considered replies. So it has made me think about these different methods and actually how our responsiveness may have changed because of the medium. So that's me, the slow male person probably. I mean, I think I was probably born to slow male, and somehow I'm not quite so good at managing email or quick responses or messaging. All that said, I'm extremely glad that the internet exists and that I can talk to you and that I have a way of bringing or distributing something like Murmurs without enabling people to read it without them having to know about me first. So that feels like a really I'm not sure quite how I'm trying to say this. I really like the fact that both modes exist, and sometimes I suppose the boundaries around them or the differences between them become less distinct for me, or I feel that I'm using the wrong medium for the type of thing that I'm wanting to do. It's one of the reasons I feel quite pleased about putting together this little book. It feels as if Mole would work well in a little book, that the period that Mole often resides in Mole's mind, as much as in body, is a pre-internet time. And so the idea of a book of Murmurs feels like a really nice addition to the weekly Murmurs of Mole that are online. I do hope that whatever project you're working on at the moment, not even just whatever project, but however you are communicating, I suppose, communicating your creative work, communicating your friendships, whatever those are, that you can reach the right kind of medium, and a medium that suits both the way you want to think and the way that you want to communicate, and that you're able to move between them as well. I'm going to go for a very short, blustery walk with a friend of mine now, as soon as I've had my cup of tea. I'll certainly have my cobwebs removed by the end of it. So I shall end this podcast now. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.